This is the 930 WFMD Weekend Free Talk Express, featuring highlights from local talk shows.
Hope your weekend is going well. I'm Frank Mitchell, and on this week's Weekend Free Talk Express, we bring you highlights from our afternoon program, local talk show, where we have open phones for you to call in and talk about all kinds of topics, national, local, regional. It's Mid-Maryland Live, and Tim May and myself get into all kinds of different topics. For example...
All right, let's get back to talking about the state of Maryland, what they're doing for you, doing to you. You know, Monday is crossover day. That's right. It's not cross-dressing day, Frank. It's crossover day. That means bills that have favorably come out of committees in the House or in the Senate will cross over to the other body.
Maybe they'll cross-dress, too.
Well, they could. It's legal in Maryland. You know, I've questioned some of them. But anyhow, that's none of my business. What is my business to know is what bills, if they don't make it on crossover, pretty much it's going to be hard to get them, with the exception of courtesy bills, which depending if people want to be courteous or not.
You know what's easy to do is criticize politicians.
I do all the time.
All this ridiculous nonsense.
Yes.
Damn this Annapolis stuff.
Yeah.
But you know.
What?
I just took a look at all the bills. I mean, there are.
3,000 in there.
Yes. How do our elected representatives know what to vote on 3,000 different things? That's what fascinates me.
Well, I think the sad part is, Frank, they don't. They don't have.
Well, I think they get cliff notes. They have legislative assistance and all that. But
absolutely.
I mean, still,
It's got to be tough. And then on top of that, Frank, you bring in the lobbyist. And the lobby,
yep.
and that's a big business also. And, you know, they help you make a decision. Or they hope to help you make a decision. Well, there's this is interesting to me. This is one particular bill. Senate Bill 819 in Maryland. Senate Bill 819, Enhancing School Safety. Now, you might remember, Frederick County is a bulwark of school resource officers. I think it's praised by every parent, I think, and every school administrator that I've known over the years, that they are very appreciative because it is a very professional part of law enforcement. But as I remember, not too many years ago, there were parts of the state of Maryland who were demanding and removing school resource officers because they didn't want the kiddies, and that's cats, they didn't want the students to be intimidated by people with guns and that they may have had a bad experience. Falls under the category crapola. But anyhow, and I think Montgomery County was one that was having school resource officers removed from the schools. Well, now this is a lot of people have changed their minds. And the mandate for school resource officers, including Baltimore City School police officers, that they can carry firearms on the premises. Obviously, that is a great thing, in my opinion. I never understood the one person, you know, that we have one person who gets anxiety because they see a person with a gun. And the anxiety is real, and it may have come from a traumatic situation, but that person has to deal with it, and the rest of the students should not have to sacrifice what I consider their safety because of one or a few individuals or a movement outside of the school who hate police, who want to defund police. You know, you might remember that just from a few years ago. A lot of those politicians have tried to erase that when their Facebook accounts and when they were running their mouth and how proud they were to say, you know, we need to defund the police. Get rid of the police. Well, it's taking effect throughout the country. You might want to travel up, or maybe you don't want to travel up to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Now, because of the animosity and the non-support for the law enforcement. Police officers are almost a concierge service now, that unless the crime is being perpetrated and committed in the exact second you're calling, otherwise they won't respond. It's not because they don't want to. It's because nobody wants to be a cop in Pittsburgh. I can't understand why. They've always had, oh, that's right, they didn't have the support. Oh, that's right, there was a movement. Oh, that's right, to defund. That's right. And Maryland, on top of, you know, everything that now we've proven Maryland was wrong, what did they do? They bring in last year the removal of the Policeman's Bill of Rights. You know, nobody should have, you know, they should be sued like anybody else. Yeah, I'm sure. I appreciate you really caring, like I care you care. You know, yesterday, Frank, I just wanted, we were talking about the bills in Annapolis.
You were talking about one just this past hour.
And that bill was, which one were we talking about? Which one is
mandating that school resource officers carry firearms while on school premises.
I never knew. That has to be a county law, because the state law would allow the police officer in Maryland to carry on school property. So apparently there are some areas of the state that are foolish to just say we have, you know, a police officer. Well, I can't imagine a police officer would be foolish to stand a post without being armed. That would be, you know, that if you want that.
I don't think it's foolish. I think it's reasonable.
Not at all, Frank. No, absolutely not at all. What good are you, Frank?
If you know, I support school resource officers,
but what
being the lone liberal here.
Yeah.
But firearms, I think, are a step too far.
Frank, if a kid... So this is why you have to have a little... You have to have a... We have to have a talk, Frank. If a...
You have firearm... You can have a weapon in an area that's easy to access for the officer.
Too late.
No.
Yeah. You got a kid coming to school shooting, Frank. You don't want to have the officer who just happened to be in the bathroom and he has to now get out of the bathroom, go, you know, get the look to where the kid's hit. No, this is silly. This is silly.
No, regardless of what you say, the schools are not constant violence.
Why do you think these men
and women are mostly, you know, social workers and all of this.
Oh, yes.
And to be armed, it is not, I don't think, enhance their role.
I don't want social workers to be armed. But you don't put police officers in there that aren't armed. That is just, that's ridiculous. Just then you can get the private security to stand there and let them be the target. Let them be the, you know, what will you expect then, Frank, if the gunman or the person with a knife is between you and the gun, you and the weapon that you have to get, you have to, you know, find?
I told you I'm okay with the weapon being somewhere with
but suppose that's
quick and easy access for the officers to obtain, that they don't need to be walking around up and down the hallways all armed.
Well, I'm just trying to tell you, Frank, suppose the person with the weapon, the bad person, the enemy, the evil person, is between you and the gun. What do you do then with their gun? In other words, you'd have to go, you know, unless you're playing guns all over the place, you know. See what I'm saying? What do you do then?
I don't think it's an issue if it's easily and...
But I'm just trying to tell you there's no such thing as easy if the gunman places themselves between you and where the weapon's stored. You see the picture I'm painting to you?
Yes, but I think in that scenario...
You better run.
Well, yeah, that's the first thing you do. I mean, they have a whole protocol in the schools.
Yeah.
But it's not to start firing away.
No, especially if unless the person's firing. I don't know
why. By then, the SRO would be able to respond quickly.
They wouldn't be able to respond as quickly as if they had the gun with them, Frank.
Yeah.
I mean, do I'm trying to think of some type of analogy that makes any sense, because that makes no sense. You have a medic and you don't want them to have their medic bag, but it's someplace they can get to it in case they need it. No, they should have it with them, Frank. I mean, when you go to a football game and there's a potential injury, what kind of word is that? There's a potential injury, the ambulance is right there. That's a good idea. Oh, not let's say, well, we'll call someone. No, it's nice to have the ambulance right there. The sooner you can treat an injury, the better off you are. the sooner you can take down a person that is shooting is that's. You know, I'll give you the prime example. In Joel Osteen Church a couple weeks ago, when you had an evil person come in with a long rifle and a handgun, and the armed officers were right there. That's the way to do it. You don't want something to escalate because you don't have your piece. You don't have your gun with you. Well, it's in the lockbox there in the principal's office behind the snack machine. No, that's not. No. I can't believe that. Oh, well, social workers are great, Frank, until they have to deal with someone that doesn't want to be socially worked.
Oh, well, great. I could be talked out of this because it's not something I've sat and, you know, thought about and talked to people about or read a ton about. But I mean, just offhand, no, no, don't start.
So you need to start thinking about it.
Turning the schools into that.
Yeah. It's not turning them into it. It's prevention for.
Well, that's why I'm for SROs.
Let me talk to somebody. Anybody. Ben, good afternoon. Thank goodness. Ben, what say you, Ben? Hello, Ben.
Are you looking for Ted or Ben?
Oh, Ted.
Go ahead, Ted. Ben's next. You're up, Ted.
Hey, no worries. So, Frank, you're arguing that SROs do a lot of, do all social work.
Well, not all, but a lot, yeah.
But a lot. And that's fine. That's a tool in their sheath, right? So why would a weapon and being prepared not be another tool in their sheath? Have you not ever been in the Boy Scouts? What's their motto? Be prepared.
Well, I wouldn't want to see the Boy Scouts armed either.
That's not what I'm advocating for, Frank.
But they're prepared. No, you're right. It's being prepared. It's having well-trained student resource officers in the schools. But do they need to be walking up and down the hallways all day, chumming around with the kids, being armed?
Yes.
Yes, because if they're not, they're not prepared. It's that simple.
Ted, I agree with you 1,000%. You're making all the sense in the world. And Frank's trying to figure out why he's against this, because I guess the thought of someone having a gun, a police officer, a uniformed police officer having a gun, is a threat to humanity because it may create anxiety in someone who doesn't like guns or police officers. That's the only thing I can think of.
In the 99.9% of the time that they don't need it, and in that 0.1% of the time they do, where they have easy access, nearby access, if that's the last, you know, resort. Yeah.
You have to prepare for the 1% time, the one time, not the thousands of times that nothing goes wrong, but the one time that it does. That's what you're prepared for.
No, I'm still here. Okay. That's it. Be prepared.
Amen.
If you put that gun in a locker somewhere on the other side of the school from where that resource officer is, he's not prepared.
Correct.
It's that simple.
Well, you made your point, Ted, and I understood you completely.
Now, I'd like to be trained how to rub two sticks together and make fire. I mean, if you want to be like the Boy Scouts, be prepared. That's all right.
Well, that would be good, Frank. I'd like to teach you how to do that. But they also use a whittling knife, and if somebody gets bit by a snake, Frank, they have their knife there so they can exercise it, get the bad poison out of them. Yeah, wait, oh no, I have a knife in the truck somewhere. Oh, where's the truck? Where's my tent? Where's my sleeping bag? Oh, there she is over there. What? Stop saying stuff like that, Frank. All right.
Well, man, you must be an old Boy Scout.
I am very old.
Be like that.
Mm-hmm. What say you? Yo, Ron.
Hello, this is Bob.
Okay, it's close enough. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was calling. My question is, the reason to call police is one of the reasons they carry guns, and not only that, the idea that they themselves aren't a target is absurd. They got a target on their back as soon as they put a uniform on.
Absolutely.
So they need a weapon for their own protection, not to speak of the kids they're taking care of, which here in the United States on a too frequent basis, you know, there are horrific shootings, And the idea that, oh, okay, someone's shooting a gun. Let me go find where my gun is, you know, down the hall, around the corner. I mean, that's absurd.
I couldn't agree more.
What's that?
I say I could not agree with you more, Bob. I think you're 100% right.
I don't understand the thought process of where a policeman or a policewoman shouldn't have a weapon. That's why they are there. Kids these days don't squirt each other with squirt guns. They kill each other.
Yep.
And the idea, the necessity for a policeman or woman at school is because these terrible tragedies happen. And you can't take the time to figure, oh, you know, I have the gun in the XYZ drawer, you know, a quarter of a mile away. I mean, it's just, I don't understand that thought process.
Frank?
Well, it wouldn't be a quarter of a mile away, but you know what, Bob, I would seriously consider scanners at school entrances.
They have a lot of them already, but if you leave a door open, Frank, if you want somebody again with a gun, it's still done. Scanners only stop the people that come through a scanner. They don't stop people that come in illegally. That doesn't work. I mean, it'd be nice if it did, but it doesn't. Let's see if we can get Ron on. Ron, or this might be Ron or another Bob.
Yes, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Go ahead, Ron.
Point number two, which is they should... Have you been to Frederick High School or any of our high schools? They
sure.
are massive. They're massive. And so if there is a gun secured in some place in the school, it could be a half-mile walk.
Absolutely.
To find this. Okay, that's number two. Number one, the statistics have been that schools that have, where it is known that there are armed policemen, it is rare that there have been no mass killings, I believe, at any school where it is known that there are armed policemen there. Now, it may have been one or two, but none of the mass ones, because the knowledge, you don't go into a place where it's going to be dangerous for you as the shooter. You want to go to the places that are unprotected.
Correct.
And so
go to the gun-free zones. Gun-free zones, that's where you want to go.
Yeah, the gun-free zones, that's where they go, because they know they are safe until the police arrive. So I think I'm very concerned. I'm a grandfather and a retired minister, and I'm really concerned. And I'll tell you that that many of the churches have armed people in their in their facilities because of that very reason.
Absolutely.
You can't run out and scream and yell for police to come. Somebody has to be prepared.
Hey, Tim, it's your pal Chris Michaels here.
Well, how you feeling, brother?
Chris!
Hey, how you feeling?
Hey, I'm doing better. You know, I
from the Morning News Express, Chris.
Yes, it is.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
That one.
Yeah.
I got out of the doctor's and I was listening, and I want to make sure I got this right on this topic, because this was mind-boggling to me. I kind of caught the tail end of it when you were talking about it. So you're saying that there's a bill being passed for cops, school resource officers, not to have guns in school?
No, the opposite, to allow them to have guns in school.
In some counties in Maryland, Chris,
right.
The county has decided that they do not want school resource officers
right.
to be armed.
In school.
In school.
Okay, that is the... I had to call in because, okay, I heard right. That is the craziest thing
yep.
I have ever heard. You know, I love you, Frank, but I definitely have to go with Tim on this one. I mean, listen, I have two daughters in school. Okay, and you know, of course, you know, God forbid if something tragic happens and there is a school shooting, how can the school resource officer not be armed? That makes no sense to me.
Well, you have common sense, Chris, even with your cold or pneumonia or whatever you have, and it didn't affect your brain. I think Frank just has a pneumonia of the mind because it has affected his brain.
I think school resource officers are a good idea. Not a lot of people don't agree with me, but... I just think that's a step too far. I think they should have easy access, and should a situation happen like you're talking about, and quick access. But to walk around, you know, 99% of the time, which is what they do up and down the halls and interact with this student population, they don't need to be armed.
Kids love it. And Bunny says from, where's that place? Figgyville. Bunny says they interact with the kids. They let them know that they are real people and they, and they have real guns to take care of, to protect them.
My thing with that, though, is if something is going off right away, God forbid, okay? And the school resource officers in one end of the school, especially high schools, they're big, okay? And his firearm is on the other end of the high school. You only have seconds to you know, take care of that, you know, shooter. You don't have time to go from one end to the other to get your firearm. I mean, my thing is, it's not England, okay? You know, no offense to England. We love England, the Brits. But our police officers here carry firearms.
Well, they do now in England. They finally figured it out. The bobbies have.
But it just it's a no-brainer. I have daughters in school, and I want to make sure the police officers are armed. God forbid, if something like that ever happened. I mean, that's just crazy to me.
Well said, my friend. Get better.
So that is just one of the thousands of bills in Annapolis that are being debated in the Maryland General Assembly, as this is a busy time for the session, which will be wrapping up soon. But we talk a lot about the topics they're taking up there. And you can listen in any weekday afternoon between 3 and 6. We invite you to call in and express yourself. And there you go. Highlights from our weekday programming here on WFMD. It's the Weekend Free Talk Express. You have a great rest of the weekend.